live, I think it says we are live.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Are we
live
now?
Is that what's happening? So we're live, even though I've got a fucking Windows loading screen in front of me.
Yeah, no, it's the different computers doing it.
2 weeks, Ian. You had 2 weeks without any stream to work on this.
Every chance to work on this.
And figure it out.
Dropbox is not uploading.
And what's happening? Nothing.
The image is not okay.
Yeah. It's all right. No, it's this is what our good listeners have come to expect, is this level of service and quality.
Is it working yet, Ian? Can you tell?
You locked me out. Hold on. Let me just... no.
What the fuck, bro? What do we do?
Deactivate.
You know what I like? I like that it's 9:02 while we're doing this.
I guess we're not going to have it.
We had 2 weeks.
Are we not going to have a computer that we can use?
Hey, guys, thanks for coming back. Thanks for coming. What do we have red bars, Cecil?
Hold on. Everything. Hold on. I'm going to change it out.
No.
What do they see right now? They see nothing? No signal?
They see the starting soon. They don't see that. They don't see that.
Well, I see that.
Don't let them know. Don't let them know.
God.
You locked me out. I couldn't get
it. Damn it, Ian.
Sorry.
Here. This is going in your review. I'm writing this down right now.
No.
Wastes company time. Did you bill me for the last 2 weeks? You probably did.
Probably
double billed me for the last 2 weeks.
I will. Okay. Here's the. Oh, there you are. Hey.
Hey, does it work?
Are we there?
Does it work now?
Jesus Christ.
Does it work now? Ian, can you check?
Well, how do we know? Is the computer still.
Unsupported signal? What's unsupported?
Wait, which one is it? Is it this one?
You're on both of them, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
I know, but I'm asking you.
Put the fucking thing in a jock and support it. What the fuck?
Jesus.
Which one is it supposed to be? Two or one?
Are people saying awful choppy? What's choppy?
What could be choppy? We haven't even done anything. Is the audio choppy? Oh, please don't tell me the audio is choppy.
I don't know.
Audio doesn't sound choppy.
No visuals.
Well, no, we don't have any visuals because Ian,
Won't let us.
I don't know if
fix
he fucking flew here from wherever he lives to smash our shit while we're gone or what.
Is it supposed to be number one or number two?
Is what supposed to be? No, that's supposed to be. That's supposed to be number. That's supposed to be number.
What is it?
That's two. Is popping up on our TV. That's what should be popping up on the main thing. Should be two.
Right.
We miss you guys.
Hi, guys.
Listener land. We did. We missed you.
No, this is good. This is fine. I'm glad this is.
Ian, I missed you.
I did. Really?
I thought about you a lot. I didn't think about you at all.
Oh.
I didn't really. No. I didn't miss you.
So we can't. We got it.
Did you have any tech problems the last 2 weeks?
So here's what we do, Tom, tonight. I want to tell you a story.
Yeah. All right.
So here we go.
This will be a talkie live stream.
So, so my wife and I went up to Maine.
Yeah.
Terrible crab sandwiches, by the way. I just want to let you guys know. You should be fucking ashamed of your fucking sandwiches, your fucking lobster sandwiches. The fuck out of here with that bullshit. But I want to say, we went up to Maine to go see Acadia National Park. And wanted to go see the park because everybody says it's really amazing and it's really beautiful. And so we decided to go to Acadia. And Acadia, in order to get there, you have to stay in like the retirement community of Harbor.
Oh, no. There's not like a nice Hilton or something?
There's no big place there. So there's no big anything there. You have to stay in this like fucking like tiny community that's like, it's hard to describe to anybody who hasn't been to, say, Galena or Saugatuck. Those are Midwestern versions of this town.
I think everybody's got some version of that.
There's
like,
towns that are just like, these towns are like, they're like little shit shops with fudge stores and like tchotchkes.
If every
and
block
mugs.
Has three ice cream shops and a place that sells like novelty t-shirts and fudge and like local
it's
art.
It's all like, but it's all garbage. It's a garbage fucking place, right? So it's just an awful place where it's just, and every food tastes the same. So you go to like every restaurant and every restaurant serves the same thing and it's all tastes the same.
Hey, try 100 jellies in this place.
It's 100%.
You know,
it's 100%.
You could win the lottery and have all that money in your pockets, and you'd walk out with the same amount of money
in
your pockets.
Every single
nothing to buy.
Every single one of them too is just like it feels. You feel like you're in fucking Groundhog Day, dude. It's it's the city from Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And so we're there,
And the only place to stay is bed and breakfast. And I fucking hate bed and breakfast, right? So I fucking, bed and breakfast is like the, it's a fucking nightmare.
Like a literal bed and breakfast?
It's a, it's a nightmare for me to stay at a bed and breakfast. And a bed and breakfast, if you don't know what this is, I don't know if they have it in other places, but in the States, it's essentially a thing where you go stay in a hotel. It's not a hotel, because a hotel, it does have its own bathroom, right? So you do have your own bathroom, but it's like a little room. It feels like a hotel, but it's like somebody's house, man. Like, it's a house.
Yeah, the proprietor lives in that place,
like,
right?
You go down and they serve you like a really shitty breakfast, and then they smile a lot at you and you want to hit them.
And isn't it always decorated like Country Charm grandma style?
It 100% looks like a Cracker Barrel. Like, it's a fucking Cracker Barrel with a room you sleep in. It's the worst.
How do you vacate?
So but we couldn't choose, right? So like Sarah and I, we stay in hotels all the time. And I actually don't, I've never stayed in an Airbnb myself, and not an Airbnb. And I hate bed and breakfast in general, but Airbnb I know is different. It's like somebody's house. We don't do that. We stay in hotels everywhere we go. Right. We just stay in hotels. And we couldn't there. We just couldn't. So we're like, fuck, this sucks so bad. So we wind up going into this house. And so first off, like, there's no way to like get in. When you walk up to the door, there's just like a lock, like a punch lock on the door, and there's no instructions whatsoever on what you're supposed
to do. They didn't like email you ahead of time?
Nothing.
The key code
literally nothing. So I walk up, and then I try to open the door and it's locked. So then I knock, and then this lady comes. She comes up to the door and she's like, oh, hi, how are you guys? Good. What can I help you with? And I was like, we're staying here. Oh, okay. You're a little early. Why don't you come on in? And I was like, great. So we come on in and she's like, have a seat. Let me talk to you for a few minutes. And
I don't want that.
I'm like, what?
No, I don't want that at all.
What did I do wrong?
Did she give you a Werther's original?
She 100% pulls out a map. And then she starts telling me about the city. But she's doing it in a way that is so off-putting. She says, well, okay, so this big road up here, and so I have no connection to this place at all.
Right.
And she's pointing out all this. She's like, and so this place is closed, and this place is closed for the season, and this place is closed for the season. She's like, you guys really came here at a bad time. Like, you really came here at a bad time. And everything's closed down. And I'm just thinking, lady, my work doesn't fucking decide. I ain't gonna fucking choose. I don't get to choose. My work is the one who basically gets to decide when I leave the office.
I take vacation when the boss says you
can
go now.
I don't have my fucking, I can't just go when I want. And then she's like, you're really, and all the leaves are off the tree. You're really here at the wrong time. I'm like, fuck you fucking crazy person. And then she's
have a hard time taking my reservation.
But then she's like, here, I need you to sign in. Hold on a second. I'm gonna go get you a couple of pamphlets. So she walks out. As she walks out, this older lady comes in.
Oh, good Lord.
And this older lady's staying there, too. She's got her little
luggage
with her, a little luggagette. She walks in with a little luggagette. She walks in, and she turns to us, and she says, hi, I need to sign in. And we're like, we're here, too. I'm a name tag. I don't know what to do. The crazy lady just left for a minute. I'm hoping I get out of here.
That bitch has got pamphlets.
I'm hoping I get out of here alive later. I don't want to wind up in the ground like fucking motel hell, plucking me out of the ground or whatever. So
you gotta put pine salt in your soup.
5 seconds later, the lady walks in. And as the owner walks in and she sees this older lady and she goes, oh, is that mom? And so Sarah and I look at each other and we go, we don't know if it's your mom or not. Like, we don't know. And so she says, is that your mother? And I was just like, no,
with us.
She's someone who's staying here too. And everybody in the room just feels mortified. Like, there's one of those moments where everybody is just like, we didn't have to talk. God. Like, none of this had to happen. None of this had to happen. I didn't have to have any of this awkward conversation. Then, Tom, we sit down. Now she makes us all sit down. So now the older lady's sitting down. And she's like handing out pamphlets. She said, well, this place is closed, but it's a really cute place. You might want to drive by there. And she's handing us pamphlets out.
Give the old lady shit about?
Hold on. You got to hear this, dude. You got to hear this.
All right.
She turns to the older lady. And she hands her some stuff, and then she turns back, and she's like, and, you know, you want to try to get up to this Cadillac Mountain or whatever, but you got to be careful because it's, like, it's stairs up there, and they don't, like, it's really tough for disabled people to get up there. And then she looks right at the old lady. And the older lady is just like, did you just call me disabled? Like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I walked in here under my own power. You're making a lot of assumptions.
It was the cringiest moment, and the whole time I'm just like,
if I die right now, I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay with it. I'm all right. I'd be fine with it. It was the most cringy moment of my life. God. I just wanted to sink into the sofa. I left there a day early. It was the worst
hotel. You left a day early?
It was the worst hotel I've ever been in. I hated it so much. God, I hated it.
What was the breakfast like?
Oh, so they make a big deal out of this fucking, this breakfast, right?
I'm stalling a little because Ian's still not ready. Yeah.
Oh, I like this. This asshole. Was the woman like 5 years older than you? Fuck off. Nice. That's super funny. The breakfast, they made a big deal. Like, sign up for the breakfast. And so we signed up for the breakfast. And like banana, like it was like blueberry pancakes or like a breakfast sandwich were the two options. You had two options.
Okay.
We come down and there's no, just leave me a pamphlet that tells me what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
If you just tell me what I'm supposed to do, then maybe I'll know what to do.
I'm not going
to
do it wrong.
But I can't figure it out. I won't know it by osmosis, right?
You're like, a guest in someone's house you've never met.
Yeah. So, what happened? Is something wrong?
No, everything's fine.
Okay.
What are you sure? Installing now? You're not even installing things on the other computer.
Everything's fine. What about the story? Christ. I was really excited.
Hold on. People are having issues. What the fuck, Ian? People are saying what the fuck, Ian.
That's a different issue. That's internet issues. That's not me.
Is it better now, everybody? Are we better? Hold on. I'm getting red down here. Red is bad.
Red doesn't seem good. Red is bad. Red's not the color of things are going well.
Red is bad.
2 weeks.
That's true. Okay.
It's because Ian is on like every computer installing things while we're on the air.
I mean, kind of, but not entirely.
He's fucking checking his fucking Bitcoin balance and shit over here.
No, this is Comcast.
Oh, is it Comcast?
Yes. Hold on. It'll get better.
Well, you're going to fix Comcast? It's going to get better because you're going to reach in and like, what, twiddle their knobs for them?
Uh-huh. Yep, I'm very good at twiddling.
Listen to the panic in his voice right now. What are they saying, Cecil? Yeah.
It's everybody's yelling at Ian right now.
Can't handle the cringe. It's we're dropping a lot of frames. I don't know.
God damn he did fix the other problem with the computer though.
Yeah, with kind of a different solution than I wanted to.
Is that what's causing our problem? Maybe.
No.
You want to restart?
I doubt it.
Do we need to restart the whole stream or just...
Yeah, that's what I meant. Maybe we should stop and start the stream.
All right.
All right guys. We'll be back, I guess, after this failure.
We will be right back. After a word from these sponsors, adamandeve.com, use code GLORT. Okay.
Fucking hard fail.
This is the worst streaming.
Hey, everybody. At this point, we had more internet issues and problems reconnecting, so enjoy that. Okay, bye.
On the weekend. So we got to go into that Buffalo Rock.
Where's that? Ottawa? Okay.
I Googled it. It's an hour 18 from here.
That's fine. What we'll do is we'll put those things on while the dude's here, and then we'll just go from there. Yeah. Are we restreaming now?
Yeah, but it looks real bad. I don't know what's happening with the internet.
Well, that's a
bummer. We are streaming, but it's like...
Do we need to do a speed test?
I'm going to do a speed test. Let's see what happens.
I mean, we could do it, but I don't know if that's going to solve it.
You're not sure if it's going to solve it?
I mean, it's just like
fluctuating. I'm glad we're figuring this out on the air, though. Like, I'm really happy that this is how we stream. Let's run it.
Oh, look, our internet is horrible. It's only like 300 or 400 down.
Well, down, yes, but it matters.
Let's see what happens. We're at 30 up. Is 30 up good?
That should be fine.
Now we're up
that
to 15. Well, now we're down to 12.
Now it's down to...
The server, too, although I don't know if that's going to help, but we'll see.
Do you guys have a lot of trick-or-treaters or no?
No.
Yeah, it's not that much overhead. Nah, but man. Let me. I'm going to jump off just so... Just in case it's doing anything.
Nah, it's still doing it.
Yeah, it's still doing it, and I'm not even looking at it.
Okay. I have one more thing up my sleeve.
Okay.
At this point, we got it to work, so enjoy the rest of it. Unobstructed. Or interrupted. Bye.
Jitter.
Pizza. Zootbot. Pizza.
Live. Live.
Sorry, guys, our fucking internet's like a fucking trash machine. I don't know what the deal is. Although it's not dropping any frames now.
Not dropping right
which
now.
Is hilarious.
Are you serious? It's fun. We come on here to say we're not doing it. Yeah, we can't fix it.
Because we're just like, oh man, I don't know if we could do it, but it seems to be working now. So
but we don't know why it's working because we just did the test and said the test was bad.
The test said it failed, but evidently it's not failing on the thing.
Nobody knows how any of this works.
Yeah. How many people are even watching at this point? Though?
Yeah, and everybody just go home. It's 9:40.
Let me look here real quick on this. Are you on this computer? No. Yes. Maybe. No.
Put it up. I'm kind of, but not really. You can do it.
Stop sharing.
Yeah, you can stop sharing.
Yeah, there's like 10 people watching. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
We love you guys.
Well, yeah, it took a moment to get it.
I got to see
like
if it's going to...
YouTube and Twitch just came back.
Hey, guys. Are how we doing? We'll go back for a minute. We'll see what happens. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's...
I think this guy's like cucks.
what is that all about?
I didn't even do anything.
What do we do?
It's not my fault. I fucking reset all everything. I reset all of it. It's fucking Ian's fault. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't fuck it.
Well, maybe you should have. Whatever you didn't do, you should have.
Super funny. God, it's fucking hilarious. It's fucking Ian's fault, though. It is 100% Ian's
fault. It is Ian's fault.
No.
Technical and creative.
He sounded so sad.
I know. He sounds sad about it. You should be sad about it.
He started so sad.
You should let your sorrow motivate you.
The YouTube chat is starting a cargo cult. I love it.
Did you guys like the ad?
Oh, look at that. We're up to 39 people still watching.
Hey, guys.
This is a very intimate stream right now.
Did you guys like Ian's ad? Because Ian's ad was terrible last week. No. Tom, did you hear it?
I did. That's the thing. I didn't hear it. I did not. I'm going to listen to it on my ride home.
It's really... He just tries too hard sometimes. He's just a try-hard. You know, I think that's...
He's just a try-hard.
I made him laugh. Did you hear that?
I know. You got a real Ian laugh. It's rare to get a real one.
It's rare to get an Ian laugh.
Usually he just does those polite laughs, like where you're like,
YouTube isn't
don't patronize
working?
Me, Ian.
YouTube still isn't
Are you
working?
Serious?
Well, it's a different link now, everybody. It's a different... Hold on. Let me send you the
Jesus
link.
Christ.
It doesn't go to the same link. It doesn't go to the same link.
How the fuck are they going to get it?
How would they get it?
How would they get it? Ian?
You just sent that to who? People on Discord?
The people that are asking for it. The people that are asking for it are in the chat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It would have to go to a different link if it just worked, Ian.
I'm so upset with Ian right now.
Tell me about the pancakes. When we last left off, there was going to be blueberry pancakes.
So they make a big deal out of this fucking bed and breakfast that like, okay, so you got to sign the fucking ledger or whatever every night. Like it's a fucking
every night you got to sign the ledger.
It's the Raiders of the Lost Ark. You got to choose your breakfast in the morning so they know what the fuck to cook.
Or in the evening.
Because they only have two fucking breakfasts. It's not like it's a, like if you came into my kitchen, Tom.
Yeah.
If you came into my kitchen, you said, and I said, Tom, what can I make you? And you said, I would like pancakes. And I would say, no, I'm sorry. I only have eggs. I would just make you pancakes, right? Like, that's what I think. When I think bed and breakfast, I think somebody stayed at your house and you're nice to them in the morning. You don't just kick them out immediately.
Right.
And
you make them
a nice breakfast. This motherfucker's like I got to choose the night before and you can't fucking go back. You can't renew. You can't change your mind.
So if you wake up and you're like, oh man, I don't have a taste for
I don't have a taste for
what I had last
night. Whatever nasty sandwich they were going to serve me. But in any case, so a sandwich or blueberry pancakes. And I was like, well, I'll just get the blueberry pancakes.
I hope these are microwave pancakes.
Dude, I've had better pancakes at McDonald's.
Oh,
they
no.
They were not good. They were rubbery. And
they're
like,
microwave pancakes.
And it looks like somebody kind of like was walking by with blueberries and accidentally spilled some on there. Like it was one of those like, whoopsie, I'm sorry. It was terrible. It was terrible. And also, they don't tell you like what you're supposed to do. So I don't know where to sit. There's like a bunch of people
in
this place.
Wait, what do you look where to sit?
Yeah, there's like a dozen.
Is it like at
tables.
Someone's house where everyone has like assigned seating?
But there's like a million tables, dude. I don't know. Like, because there's like a table for two here, a table for two here in the same dining room. Then there's another dining room with a big table. And then there's two tables outside on the thing. And then there's a seating area. We could have your coffee at a couch. And there's so you don't know where to go. I'm just like if they would just tell me, If there was just a sign, be like, see yourself, we'll come to you. Even if there was just a little sign that said, see, there wasn't anything.
So you just walk into a space that's kind of commercial, kind of residential, but neither of both.
Yes. And then you don't know what to do.
And you don't know what to do.
So now it's a fucking big quiz.
I would just take my dick out. I would 100% just take my dick.
We went there in doubt. We went there and Sarah, so Sarah's looking at me while she's eating her pancakes and she's looking up. She's like, you are so mad right now. And you like, and I'm like, you have no fucking idea how mad I am. I am so mad. When that guy comes by to fill my coffee, I'm going to beat him to death with this mug. I'm going to beat him to death. I was so upset. And so we walk out of there and I look at her and I'm like, we are not having breakfast here again. She's like, 100% agree. We're not doing that again. But we
yeah, it's not like she had the meal of her life while you were there.
She was upset. Yeah. She did not enjoy it either. But it was terrible. It was genuinely terrible. I'll never stay at a bed and breakfast again. I'd rather stay in like fucking The Walking Dead than stay in a bed and breakfast again. It was the worst.
It might be if you're stuck in one of those towns, it might be what converts you to try an Airbnb.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You rent the whole house. That's the beautiful thing.
I guess. I didn't even look at that. And they did not have any hotels that I could see that had any kind of vacancies. So and it was a terrible experience. But Acadia National Park is very beautiful. So I will say that.
I would love to see it.
It's a beautiful park.
I would love to see it.
It's a beautiful park. And I even visited it during a nor'easter, and it was still beautiful. It rained on us all day, and it was still
gorgeous.
I just
like saying the word nor'easter.
Nor'easter is awesome.
I feel authentic when I say nor'easter.
It's like a fucking big deal, though, because like when we pulled into Boston the next day, there's fucking trees down and shit. Like legit trees in the park in Boston. There's like a giant tree just like fucking over and it pulled all the dirt out from underneath it like fucking, and this is not a small tree, this is like a birth of the nation tree. This is like an old timey tree.
It probably died from sorrow after seeing what's happened over the last 200 years.
But it was seriously like it's a big storm. It's like a big deal. I'd never been there, so I
yarr, the storm is approaching.
It was a big storm. It was crazy though. And they had said that they don't really happen that time of year, but hey, it's global warming. Yeah, so
a lot of things
who knows what could happen.
Cecil, yeah. A lot of things are happening that we didn't expect the last couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Something else though. But it was, I will say, Boston's an awesome city. Boston's a great city. I've never been there before. I really enjoyed that. Thought that was a lot of fun. So I enjoyed that a lot. Hey, guys, I know that there's only like 100 people here or something like that, but I just want you guys to know Vulgarity for Charity started back up.
It did.
It started back up. So you guys, Vulgarity for Charity is on. It is fucking 100% moving forward. And the... you can donate to Vulgarity for Charity at Vulgarity for Charity. That's the word, not the number, @gmail.com. And if you donate $50, you can submit your receipt and you will be put in a drawing to get your roast done. We're doing 200 roasts. The top 100 people that we're going to roast. So the top 100 donors will automatically get their roast. And then we're going to take those people out of the list. And then we're doing a drawing for everybody else that had $50 or more and submitted their receipt, and you have a chance of 100 of those people are going to get chosen.
And this way there'll still be a nice sizable chunk of roasts without being two fucking years of writing roasts.
It's 2 years of roasts is too much.
We did
it's
like what, 1,100 and change roasts last year. That's too much.
It's so much. That's it's just much. Way too much. So we can't dedicate that much show time to it. It's just like, we did like 20 Vulgarity for Charity episodes with that's with them. That's 40 minutes apiece. Right. Yeah. It's so much. And don't get me wrong, we love the outpouring.
Oh, it's great.
But there's just so much airtime. And so we're gonna absolutely set it up so that there's 100 roasts that are chosen at random, 100 people that are the biggest donors, and there's $100,000 match on the table.
That's a huge match.
$100,000.
We could definitely hit the same kind of numbers we hit last year.
300K easy.
And you guys have had 2 years. We haven't harassed you. We haven't begged you for money for 2 years.
Yeah.
So now we're begging you for money. Yeah. You know?
But yeah, Vulgarity for Charity is back and running, and we're going to be closing it down Thanksgiving Day. So you have, you have until the 24th, I want to say it is, or 25th. I'm not sure what day it ends, but
I remember that
it ends.
Ian, do you know
days.
When it ends?
The 25th.
25th.
See, there you go.
There you go. Thank
That's
you.
That's what
man.
It ends for.
There we go.
Real quick, I got to shout out Matt and Lindsay because they're blowing that shit up. So Matt and Lindsay, hey guys, I saw you in there. I see you.
Okay.
You are in there. So there was
Hi Matt and Lindsay.
Hey guys.
I remember when you guys came to Chicago.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
I do. I love them.
Was she super freezing in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. So Lindsay, my friend Lindsay, Matt and Lindsay come to town. They're from Southern California. Matt and I are doing like a CrossFit competition December. And it was a beautiful day. See, so it was like one of those like perfect Chicago light winter days.
Yeah, we hung out that 35. Night, so it was 35, and a light mist of snow.
Well, those snowflakes that are like this big that float.
Yeah, it's great.
Lindsay had 7 layers of clothes on. We still had to stop more than once so she could like get the fucking feeling back in her limbs. I think, if I remember right, I think we had to stop and buy her shoes.
Dude.
Because her shoes were insufficient for the 35. I was wearing a t-shirt and my jacket wasn't zipped.
100% there was dudes that were in like just sweatshirts.
Right.
Guaranteed.
It's 35.
Yeah, 35 in the winter.
I've gone out to drive my kid to school at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's like 35, 39 degrees lately. I don't put a jacket on.
Sure.
Like I'll like go out, I'll have a long sleeve shirt on.
Yeah.
And you're like,
whatever. I have on. Yeah.
Like
it's funny it's funny because like early in the season, I almost always overdress because I'm cold because of the summer. But it's funny, a 55 degree day in the fall has me in a coat.
Yeah, right.
But a 55 degree day in the spring, I'm like swimming in the lake.
Yeah. You're in a Speedo. I once tried it. There was once a warm snap in January, and I tried to go camping. Because it was like this like 60 degree weekend.
Sure.
So I was like, I'm going to camp.
Oh, and I didn't account
for the cold at night.
Cold.
I was a young person. I'm like, I am going to. And so I drove and I set my shit up. And then like it was like 30. And I'm like, my shit is not for 30 degrees.
30
like,
degrees at night when you're camping.
The
ground just sucks every bit of heat out of you. It's the worst.
And you've got to have the gear for that shit. And if you don't.
Camping sucks anyway. And then you fucking throw on 30 degrees. The fuck out of here.
Horrible.
The fuck out of here. Hilarious. Super funny.
Jerry McLean, y'all are weird. 35 would be cold as fuck in London. Yeah, but it's not actually cold. It's just not. Like, that's like when the water comes out when you turn the cold water up.
You know, it's funny. Remember when there was like snow? I see Rachel in here talking about 35 is how you send Southerners into a panic. But I'll tell you what, fucking, if it snows down there, shit closes down 100%. Like, they don't fuck around.
No.
Like,
they don't have plows or salt.
They don't.
There's no infrastructure.
Literally, no, we won't do anything. They don't even leave. And it's just a tiny dusting where it's just like the littlest.
Well, their cars are just, they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. None of them know how to drive. Silentist, I think, said that he's from Rochester. It's 6 degrees Celsius there. And he's like, it's comfy. I was just in Rochester last week. So that's where Mayo Clinic was. We just got back from there. We're just in Rochester, Minnesota. So that's a nice little town, by the way.
Is it?
It is. When you drive up there, there's fucking nothing. It's like it's 5 hours from here. It's 4 hours and 58 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. But Rochester's like actually kind of a pretty little
nice
city out in the middle of nowhere. Like just
how close is it to the population centers up there?
Gosh, I don't even know, to be honest.
Did you guys stop in Minneapolis?
No, because you go straight through Wisconsin and then you just go that way. So
I was
going to
call it Minnesota, but that's not the name. I was like, did you stop in Minnesota? Yes, you did.
Yeah, we did.
But I thought that was a city. I was like, no, that's not a city.
The route we took, we went all the way through Wisconsin. So the whole north end of the trip was all Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then you just shoot over.
Then
you cross over and you're in Rochester. But it's a cute little city.
Nice.
It really is. Yeah. Like, it's not ugly. It's got lots of big buildings. You could get a decent food if you wanted to, I think. Like, we didn't, but, like, there was lots of, like, cute little places and stuff. It's a nice little city. Yeah.
Okay, so let's end the stream with Ian explaining to us why this worked and the other stuff didn't.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, let's do a little Q&A.
Yeah.
So earlier, the stream was not working, and now it's working.
So what changed?
What we want to know is exactly why that happened. Mm-hmm.
And before you, okay.
Is that a static?
I also do want to note before you answer fully and in careful, exquisite detail, Ian, that we actually thought this wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
And so we came on to cancel.
At your insistence, by the way,
based on the numbers
that you were quoting us
from
that
the,
you were saying.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, New Zealand. It was JFK Jr. entering our dimension.
Oh, God. We talk about that great. On this week's show, yeah. guys.
That story's nuts.
That story's so good. That story is so fucking good. Holy shit. That's amazing. Ian, are you there?
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
All right, we did have a super chat. You want to read that?
Oh yeah,
you got to read it in a robot voice, right. though. Whatever. Clear. There you go.
Beep. It was 59, and I saw a woman in a parka. I'm in Texas.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I bet you. You know that's the thing though. Like, wasn't there real problems when Texas, because there was no clothes down
people
there?
Were having a hard time getting
they
coats
literally don't
yeah.
even have the types of clothes that you would need to stay warm in some of the colder when Texas got yeah. cold for a little while. And they lost all
you?
That heat because they fucking privatized their grid or whatever. Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, I remember when I was in first grade, I moved from living with my mom who lived in Tampa to living with my dad who lived in Chicago. We moved in February. And it was a very sudden sort of a thing. And we didn't have winter coats. We didn't have any winter clothes. Because why would you have winter clothes? So we moved to Chicago with one day's notice in February.
Yeah.
And we didn't own coats. We didn't own gloves, boots, hat, like nothing.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, why would you own that in Tampa?
Yeah.
You just wouldn't.
Did we get another one, Ian?
Yeah, there were a couple from before. This one says, it took me a while to realize Vulgarity for Charity episodes were continuations and not duplications. Yeah, guys, longest year ever, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was long. It was long. But, we, you know, that outpouring was amazing. It was just genuinely amazing. We hope that people will do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, the need is still there. The need is still there. And people are right now, I was talking to Keith, and Keith said, you know, even though we got a $100,000 match this time, that need is there because people are exhausted. There's, you know, they're at the end of the charity. There's just not as much charity. There's charity fatigue right now. And because last year was such a charity heavy thing. So yeah, it's 100%. That needs to have.
Well, there's a lot of people in trouble.
There's a lot of people in trouble, and this can help so many people. Yeah. And all it takes is $50 to change someone's life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that think about that for a second. $50 changes somebody's life. And here's the thing: it's not $50; it's $100
because
there's a match. So up to $200,000, guys. Until we get to $200,000, every dollar is doubled. So.
Well, and you know. Maybe we wouldn't be doing this if we had passed the $6 trillion social safety net, or the $3.5 trillion social safety net,
or
the $1.5 trillion social safety net, or the $1.3 trillion, or the $2.15 social safety.
Pretty soon,
Joe Manchin's like, I don't know.
Pretty soon, Joe Manchin's going to be like, here's a quarter, kid, choke on it. It's going to be.
God, I would choke the fucking life out of Joe Manchin.
Could we offer to like somehow fist fight him? Because is there a dollar amount for Vulgarity for Charity where one of us could fit? Because I'll do it. I'll happily fight him, or I'll happily, you know, watch you fight him, I'll tape your hands up for you.
We should
like,
all
I feel
do
like,
it.
I feel like, but I'd love to kick the shit out of Joe Manchin.
Everybody should get
an opportunity. Oh, that'd be so much fun. God, that'd be so much fun.
Everybody in America should just be able to get
There's a couple people in Congress that I'd be like, yeah, man, let's do it. Matt Gaetz. Oh, that'd be so much fun. Yeah, God, that would be a hoot.
Right now, I'm madder at Joe Manchin than I am at
Matt Gaetz. Me too.
Because he's just a fucking traitor.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz is just a...
Matt Gaetz was just always
he's
like...
Just he's an just, awful person. Plus, he's a criminal.
Someone's going to beat him up in jail.
Yeah, somebody's
going to... When he goes to jail, someone's going to beat him up in jail.
Yeah.
He's never going to be able to maintain that hairstyle.
I 100%. The thing is I want to fight Joe Manchin, but I want to pick the weapon. Like, I want to be like, all right, let me pick. It's sabers, bitch.
I would have to go bare knuckle because I would want to.
You'd
want to
feel it.
I would want to feel it.
No, yeah. I get it. I get it.
Like
I
want
to. I want to look at him like he's the fucking six-fingered man. That's what I want to do. Yeah. Okay, guys, it's almost 10 o'clock. We still have more show to record. Sorry that our stream was not good tonight. It was mainly Ian's fault. Everybody just do me a favor in the chat. Do me a favor. And just put an F in chat for Ian's job. Can everybody do that? Can everybody do that? Can everybody put an F in chat for Ian's job?
fine. The great resignation continues.
No, I'm not doing a Delilah Comcast rat. The Delilah voice hurts my voice. Like, it genuinely hurts my voice.
I can tell that it hurts
your
voice.
It hurts my voice. I don't like doing it. I'm not a fan of it. And fucking Eli writes
Eli
it.
Eli loves it.
Eli likes it when I lean away from the mic.
And yell.
And when I yell. And then when I also do the Delilah voice. He loves those so much. I hate it. I can't do it. It's so tough. Although I did learn how they say, like, I kind of learned a little bit more about the dialect. It's not Portland, Maine. It's Potland, Maine.
What?
Yeah, they don't pronounce R's, so it's
so Potland. They just go A-H yod. Instead of O-R?
So it's yod instead of yard. They would say yod. And Potland, they say Potland. They say haba. That's how they say. They just cut the R out, I guess, if it's in the middle. It's R. It's a haba. They say the one at the end, R, it's haba. I guess they don't say it at the end either. It's like a haba. They end with an A sound.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird. Potland, though. That's how they were saying it while I was there.
What about the Boston accent? Was it like wicked hard?
But again, it's the R is gone. Hod. There's no R there. Hod. Wicked hod. That's how they say it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
Was it a little weird?
It's very strange. Yeah. There's a couple dudes out there that I walked into that sandwich shop and it was like fucking, it was like the soup Nazi scene from the fucking, from Jerry Seinfeld. I was 100% frozen in fear and people are screaming and the guy's looking at us like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You're just like, I don't fucking know, man. It was pretty scary. So yeah.
What is your favorite American accent? Do you have one? Do you have a favorite and a least favorite?
I love the Boston accent. I think the Boston accent is amazing. I also like the really far down, like, can't almost understand you Southern accent. I think that's a great one, too, just because it's funny.
I love the New Orleans Cajun accent.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
That one is just mush. Like,
I love it because you remember that show, like, there was a show on TV that was hot for a minute where people were, like, alligator hunting or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to caption those people.
They did. You couldn't.
Because it was literally just like.
Well, they start to say a sentence and then they just kind of hammer the rest of the sentence. Yes. And then they're just like, there's a caption. You're like, there's no fucking way they said that.
It's amazing.
No fucking way they said that.
That accent is hands down, that's my favorite.
That's a great one.
It's just gibberish.
I love the Minnesota one too. Like,
oh, you betcha.
The one that's up there is a really good one. I think that's a good one.
Oh, you know.
We have one, the Midwest accent.
This is how the language is supposed.
This is how it's supposed to be spoken.
This is it.
Yeah, this is
everything else is a mistake.
Yeah, if you are speaking it differently from any place in the world, I mean, this is the normal way to speak. So
this is it. Everybody else is doing it wrong.
Put that thing up there, Ian. Come on.
Put what thing? Where? What?
Don't we have to go? Or if you have a super chat, go ahead.
Oh, this was did y'all see the photo of Manchin and Sinema talking with McConnell on the floor?
Didn't see it, but no, did you see the photo of fucking Mitt Romney and Sinema pretending to do Ted Lasso? Did you see this?
No, what?
They dressed up like Halloween. Did you see this? Missed it?
I did not see this. No, what? I think I was a little away from the news for a few days. Yeah. I must have missed some things.
It's terrible. Okay. And yeah, oh, barf. Thank you, Lou. That's exactly how I felt, too. All right, we got to go. Do I have to do the end scene? Is that what I do? I hit end?
You can do the end. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
We got to go, everybody. We've got other show to record. Check out the show on Monday, though. We had a really good time recording. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Yell at Ian behind the scenes, everybody. So take care of yourself, and hopefully Ian will be better next week, and he'll have things ready.
He will. The real abuse begins when we're off there.
Absolutely. All right, bye, everybody.
Well, people have to go to Adam and Eve, or I won't.
Adam and Eve. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to Adam and Eve, because if not, we got to fire Ian. All right. So long, everybody.
There's really no reason to have him without those ads.
Without Adam and Eve, you don't really need him.
Okay. Buy a dildo.
Buy a dildo, guys. You're saving Ian's job. All right. So long.
At this point, I said, and think of me, which got cut off, but I thought was like a good joke, so maybe it's worth including. Thanks for listening. Bye. Dildos. Bye, dildo. Sorry. Bye.